I don't know if you have to pay city taxes working in Bay City. Working in the city of Flint, I have to pay city of Flint taxes. Because I still have an office in Flint and I do go in a certain number of days a year, they still take out the city taxes. And then when I do my taxes, I have to do the state, the federal, and then city of Flint section. And I send them the number of days that I worked, and then I get a refund based on the numbers of days that they took out compared to the number of days that I was in the office, which I only went into the office 6 times, so it's always fun. It takes a while, but I get like $300 back. So it's definitely worth doing it. I could just let them take what they take and do my taxes as normal, and I might get $10 or $15 back. But if I do the work, I have to get a letter from my company showing that I only worked so many days, how many hours, and then I have to put in how many days of the year I was on vacation, how many days I went into the office, and figure out the hours, and then I get a check back. So it's worth it. I could go to permanent work from home, and they wouldn't take anything out, but then I wouldn't be able to go into the office anymore. I like having that option. But, yep, everybody's got to deal with something. I just saw on Channel 4 News, I-696, I think heading towards Detroit, is going to be closing for 2 years. And the people that commute on that stretch every day, they've come up with alternate a detour where part of it's on a different expressway, part of it's on side streets, and just imagine having to deal with your highway that you commute on every day closed for 2 years. KB8RVP.